she's her second or third, maybe third meeting. And Janine will be moving up to a regular member when we take care of that business, and we'll have we have a regular member missing. So Craig, you will why don't you vote tonight, and Kim, you can participate fully, you just won't be voting. I'd like to welcome members of the public who are here, and thank you for coming. And we'll begin with an invocation by Andy.
Father in heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity we have to gather tonight as a planning commission and the blessing we have to live here in Midway. Father, we are truly blessed by the nature that surrounds us and for the rivers and the streams. We're grateful for the winter that we've had and the water that we continue to receive. Father, as we discuss the matters on the agenda this evening, we ask for clarity on what is being asked and that we might be able to listen and have the patience to make good decisions. Grateful, Father, for the staff. Bless them as they continue to serve the people of this community. And we ask for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Brad, if you'd like to take care of our business with our new and advancing members, that would be great.
Thank you.
Jeff, I don't think I've ever been sworn in either.
So, Brad, Travis believes he hasn't been sworn in.
I don't remember being sworn in.
Okay, excellent. So what I will do then is I will have the four of you stand. I don't have the paperwork for you.
That's okay.
But I will have that so you can sign it at the next meeting.
You don't get paid until you get the paperwork?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we'll have Janine, Craig, Kim, and then Travis. Raise your right hands and please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend. The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah. And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge
the duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
With fidelity. Okay, congratulations. And then if I could have you just sign at the top.
I have my purse.
Just sign here. A little great. Anyhow, what we do. Other than invisible.
Okay. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you for your service.
Free hot dogs, Brad. And M&Ms for all.
Okay, let's move into our first item of business, which is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meetings of May 14th, 2024. Melanie's made a few corrections for me. Is there any other comments or questions, issues with the minutes?
Make a motion that we approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of May 14th with the corrections as noted.
Do we have a a motion to approve? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Who was that? Craig, second? Yes. Okay. A motion to approve those minutes and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Item two, Chuck Heath, representative from Midway Mountain Spa LLC, has submitted a final application and is seeking approval for phase two of Ameali Resort on 28.87 acres. The final plan includes 23 cottage units, 80 hotel units, a presidential suite, the Chopra House of Enlightenment, and the Well-Being Center, which includes restaurants, spa, event center, etc. The property is located at approximately 800 North, 200 East, and is in the resort zone. Michael?
All right, thank you. So Amiali Resort has applied for phase two final, and this should be familiar to the Planning Commission. We did review preliminary. Really not a lot has changed since then. As after preliminary, this did go before City Council for preliminary final approval. It's now on the last step of the process. We've done master planning on the site, gone through preliminary approval, and now final approval. So this has been before this board a number of times that, up to now. So just as a land use summary, resort zone for the entirety of the resort area. Phase two encompasses 11.44 acres. In all, the master plan shows 28.87 acres in the core area for Amiali. We also have the rural preservation subdivision that helped preserve the majority of the property on site. And so that is permanently open space along River Road and also along Bergie Lane. There's 4.0 acres of open space within phase two. And again, the entirety of the core area, 15.95 acres, is open space. The major structures is a well-being center, which includes a couple of restaurants, spa and events center. And then also we've got the 23 cottage units, the 80 hotel units, and the Chopra House of Enlightenment that's part of this approval. There are public trails that are included within this. There's a trail from 6th North to Bergie Lane. A lot of that's been paved in the last couple of weeks even. It's not completely paved at this point, but it's getting closer. And then from River Road to the resort course, so there's a road-based trail that comes in from River Road, cuts across the south end of Lacey Lane Estates. That was paid for by the applicant as part of the Amiali Resort, and that's been in place. We still have a small section of fence that needs to be put in, but part of the fencing was also part of that that's in place right now. And there also are some trails that go around the hot pots on site. So there's a couple of hot pots. There'll be trails that are open to the public that everybody can enjoy. Within the development itself, there's private roads, and there's a private storm drain system maintained by the property owner. All the new improvements will connect to Midway Sanitation District sewer line and the city's culinary water line, and then Midway Irrigation Company will supply the secondary water through their system. There are sensitive lands on site. We actually had a field trip back in the beginning of this process with the City Council to look at those sensitive lands, and those include the hot pots, rock outcroppings, and also slopes above 25%. There are some wetlands on site also. So kind of a breakdown of the buildings. The hotel rooms cover about 42,000 square feet. Cottages about 37,000. The House of Enlightenment, 3,200. Then the resort well-being center is just under 45,000 square feet. These ones are not highlighted are part of phase one. It was approved and currently under construction on site. And then we have the medical spa, 5,500, and the farm kitchen out by the pools is 1,300. So that also brings us to 237 overall bedrooms, which helps us with the resort tax. So here is an aerial photograph of the property. Outlined is the entire 78 acres of what was the Mountain Spa property. Here's a closer neighborhood view. We've got River Road over here on the east and Bergie Lane on the north. And the open space areas that the city contributed towards in the county with the conservation easement cover. This area about 18, 20 acres in this area, and the same thing on the north that will remain open. And just a view of that. The sensitive lands are kind of in the middle where you can see these craters. And then the resort buildings kind of wrap around those craters. Here's an overall site plan of the property. Kind of the different things to take note of. We have 200 East, which is a public road until it hits the property line for the resort. Then at this Resort and then all the way up to Burgie Lane. So that'll be maintained by the Property Owners Association. We have these really townhome units located in this area here. Those will be in the rental pool and managed by the resort itself. And then we've got the hotel units here in the center, the cottage units up here in the northwest area, the well-being center here in the middle of the drawing, and then up here is the Houseman Lightman building. Also as part of this, it's part of the master plan agreement, and on the plat for phase one, there is an anchor area that has been deeded. There's an easement that's been dedicated to the city for future plans for, hopefully we'll be able to tap into some geothermal water and the public will be able to enjoy some pools on that site. And another site plan, this is difficult to see. It breaks down the square footages of each of those buildings. And this shows phase one and phase two. So phase one is this bottom area, which includes the road coming all the way out to Burgie Lane. And then phase two is the rest of the property, well-being center, the hotel units, and the cottage units here. So that's really what we're looking at tonight, are these three areas on this map. And this map shows the open space within the core area. And there's a lot of open space that's been preserved on the property through the conservation easement. But there's also quite a bit of open space in the core area. Shows a breakdown of the different buildings. Again, the red buildings, the large well-being center, hotel units, and cottages. Closer view of that. And this also gives a breakdown of the parking. At one point, there was a master plan amendment to amend the parking, required parking tolls for the development. They actually ended up just supplying the needed parking per the agreement. And so there's been some new parking areas added. You can see these four stalls here and these four stalls here. A lot of the parking is underneath the main building, so it may not look like too much parking from this drawing, but there's quite a bit underneath the main building. But this plan does meet the parking requirement as per the master plan. There's also quite a bit of parking here for really golf carts, that type of thing, that will help people move around the resort. Shows a couple of the drawings. We actually have those farther on. Here's one of the entryways coming in from Burgie Lane. This will be the main entryway coming into the resort. So the visual and architectural committees had a chance to look at this drawing and the signage that comes in and did give a recommendation of approval for that. The public trail is going to run down this west side or the right side of the entryway. And that backs up to the open space area, so that'll have a nice view with the open space leading to the Wasatch Mountains. This is the main structure, the Well-Being Center, and this does include an event center in this upper area. There's a restaurant located where I'm indicating on the map, and then we also have the future medical spa over here on the right, and then the main spa here in the center. And this is a breakdown of that, the event center, restaurant, spa, and then medical spa. And here's some views. It's difficult to see, but you can see the restaurant here on this bottom, looking towards the north, and also the restaurant looking towards it, towards the southeast. This is the lower level of the main building. You can see part of it is parking, as I mentioned earlier. And then we've got the spa that covers a lot of the lower floor and some of the mechanical. Some pictures of the spa itself on this lower floor. You can also see outside the building there's a large pool area. This is a view as you drive to the main entrance. And this also gives the height of the structure measured from natural grade. So everything does meet the 35-foot limit measured from natural grade on these drawings. And this is looking directly north towards Wilson Peak. And you can see the restaurant over here on the right with some of those height totals. Moving on to